Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member. AspireFA.com. AspireFA.com. That's the website, right, John?
Yes, Aspire, AspireFA.com.
I probably didn't spell it right. I do that often. So check it out. Go where John said, not where I said. Making Mammon Serve You is a biblical manual for money mastery. That's his website. His book. Very alliterative title there. Fighting Back is another title. That's your novel, right, John?
Yes.
And I encourage you to check that out. Hey, John, we're talking about cryptocurrency in the previous segment. We were talking about, you were giving us some advice on how to think of it or not think of it as an investment. But I want to talk about the future of it. I am very, not skeptical, but I am very realistic about cryptocurrency. I feel you and I feel exactly the same way about what it is as a financial instrument. It's right now it's mostly speculative. There's all kinds of there are 2,500 of them, as you say, that you can own. But the question is, you know, Adam Smith said that there's value in use and there's value in exchange. You know, a diamond is in a ring has no value in use, but it does have value in exchange. It's worth something if I want to sell it to someone, right? But it doesn't really do anything. It just sits there. Whereas a stack of wood can be used to build a house, or I can trade it to you for something. So value in use and exchange. I wonder how cryptocurrency fits into that. Is one of these days, is cryptocurrency going to become in the mainstream where we use it as with a value in exchange, where we buy a hamburger with cryptocurrency or we get paid in cryptocurrency? What do you think? What's the future of that?
Honestly, I don't know. It's one of those things, you know, the future is always a hard thing to call. It has the potential to change the world. People who are in favor of it and who are really boosters of cryptos see it as the first potential global currency,
and therefore a globally controlled world, right?
Right.
Whoever controls that currency controls the world.
Yeah. So depending on your prophetic outlook, that's either a good thing or a very bad thing. But I look at it as There's a couple of issues there. Crypto is really a technology, and it's hard to tell if a technology is going to change the world. I look at crypto being now where the railroads were in the 1800s. There were lots of them, and railroads eventually did change the world, even though they were generally bad investments. And the same can be said of airlines. They changed the world, although they were typically not great investments. Mm-hmm. I think that the underlying technology of cryptocurrencies
blockchain
will change the world only when there is some application that is so seamless and invisible that your grandma can use it without her knowing that that's what she's doing, and she's comfortable with it.
That's
then
the
it
interface.
Really will have become.
That's called an interface.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And that's what you're describing is a website. That's what a website is. Mm-hmm. A website, you know, most of us don't understand HTML, but HTML gives rise to a website that you can use easily, and your grandma
exactly.
can use easily, and that's what you're talking about. And I agree with that. But that's blockchain. That's blockchain type technology, that's irrespective of whether it's driving a currency or it's driving a contract. And I completely
yes.
agree with you about that. I think the thing to watch is the blockchain. However, I do think that we're getting to the point where governments are realizing that cryptocurrency could affect their sovereignty. I think that's the next thing to watch, a government response to crypto. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I know that the Chinese government already started making moves in that direction by wanting to control the development and potential use of cryptos in their economy because they see it as taking control from the official government.
And I promise you, the U.S. Treasury Department is doing the same thing, even as we speak. Hey John, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
AspireFA.com is how you find him online and all of his books. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when John joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.